At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Well, hello and welcome to another episode of Safety FM with Jay Allen. I hope everything is good inside of your neck of the woods as we are hanging out on this Tuesday, February the 18th of 2024. I almost said 24 because, you know, I'm still not in the habit of saying 24. So how are you? I hope everything's good, seriously, as we are talking. So welcome back to Safety FM, the station where we dive deep into the world of safety with a twist. Of course, I am Jay Allen, and today we got a show that's going to shake up your perspective on safety protocols. We're going to be blending the ancient wisdom of the modern safety principles, all while keeping it as real as a Howard Stern interview, as well as the mind-bending books of Philip K. Dick's, you know, the novels that he used to put out. Yeah, so buckle up because we're about to embark on a journey through the Ten Commandments of safety. I think I really feel inspired because I went to a church service this weekend and that's what they were talking about. We'll also infuse it with the five principles of human and organizational performance, or HOP, as championed by Dr. Todd Conklin. We'll also sprinkle some insight from the safety visionaries like James Reason and Eric Hullnagel. So let's get this safety party started and let's get into some of the things that we need to talk about. So picture this for a moment, okay? So let's just go through it. The original Ten Commandments were etched in a stone tablet, right? I mean, that's what we've been told for years. Well, today we're going to be chiseling out a new set, not on a stone, but in the fabric of an organizational culture. And they are the Ten Commandments of Safety designed to revolutionize how we think about safety in the workplace. So let's start off, if we were going to call them in this particular fashion, let's go ahead and start off with,
let's talk about commandment one. Thou shalt not acknowledge that error is inevitable.
So let's kick off with the reality check that humans are fallible. So we screw up. Let's just be kind of honest about the whole thing. It's in our DNA. Dr. Todd Conklin puts it bluntly. Human error is normal. Instead of slapping a wrist when mistakes happen, we need to design our systems to anticipate errors and absorb the impact. It's like building a spaceship that expects meteor showers and is ready to handle them without going off course. Let's go into commandment two.
Thou shalt not resort to blame.
Blame is a cop-out. Let's just be realistic. That's really what it boils down to. It fixes nothing. When things go south, pointing the finger is easy, but it doesn't get us anywhere. As Conklin says, blame fixes nothing, and we need to dig deeper, understand the root causes, and fix the system, not the symptoms. Yes, the system, not the symptom. A lot of people have a hard time with that, but we need to take a look at what system issues are that are going on around there, opposed to blaming everything else.
Commandment three, thou shalt foster a culture of learning.
Every mishap is a goldmine of insight. James Reason, the guy who gave us the Swiss cheese model of system accident, emphasizes that we must learn from our slip-ups to plug the holes in our defenses. It's about creating an environment where lessons are shared and not shunned. Think about that. Think about if you looked at it from actually plugging the holes, opposed to just going, it is what it is. Life will go on, dear John. I mean, things would be much different as we are looking at those things, one would imagine.
Commandment four, thou shalt understand that context shapes behavior.
Behavior doesn't exist in a vacuum. Eric Holnagle, the mind behind Safety 2 concepts, remind us that people's actions are influenced by the situations they're in. If we want to change behavior, we need to tweak the context and make the right actions the easy ones. Keep that in mind, because I think sometimes we make the actions that are presented not the easiest ones to pick, at least not the correct ones. At least when I'm taking a look around, that's the way that it comes across from time to time.
Commandment 5, thou shalt respond thoroughly to failure.
How to react when the feces hits the fan. Yeah, I'm trying to keep it PG. Sets the tone for our safety culture. A knee-jerk reaction can stifle openness and innovation. Instead, let's approach failures with curiosity and desire to improve, not punishment. Could you imagine an environment that way where we're not quick to punish? Oh, you screwed up, so let's go ahead and do something to you because, number one, you screwed up and you didn't make reference to it. Boy, would life be different then.
Commandment 6, thou shalt empower thy workforce.
The folks in the front line often have the best insight into potential hazards. Encourage them to speak and actually listen when they do. It's all about creating a space where everyone feels responsible for safety. Learning teams or operational learning probably plays a key factor there. If you haven't looked into those, you should probably take a look around. It might take you places that you did not expect.
Commandment 7, thou shalt prioritize good housekeeping.
A cluttered workplace, or workspace in this fact, is an accident waiting to happen. Keeping things tidy isn't just about aesthetics. It's about preventing trips, slips, and falls. As the Minnesota Safety Council advises, disorganized work areas are breeding grounds for accidents. Look it up. I'm being serious. If you go to the MinnesotaSafetyCouncil.org, you'll see all kinds of information there about how they talk about these things.
Commandment 8, thou shalt use tools and equipment properly.
Tools are an extension of our hands. Using them correctly is crucial. This means that proper training and regular maintenance checks. Remember, a dull blade is more dangerous than a sharp one. This is also something that I took from the Minnesota Safety Council website in regards of looking around. Now, the funny part is that when you start taking a look at these things, is that, yes, I am aware that there are people out there that will make their own tools for inside of the shops that they're at. And that's okay, as long as the tool makes sense and it's something that can be properly made for what the use or the intent of use is for. That's something to think about as well.
Commandment 9. Thou shalt wear appropriate personal protective equipment, PPE.
PPE is your last line of defense. Whether it's gloves, goggles, or hard hats, gear up appropriately for the task at hand. It's not just about compliance. It's about keeping your body parts intact. Keep that in mind. That's going to be an important one for sure.
Commandment 10. Thou shalt commit to continuous improvement.
So safety isn't just a one and done deal. I know some people wish that it was, but that's not really quite the case. It's an ongoing process, regular training, audits, and a willingness to adapt to key indicators inside of there. As Conklin notes, learning is vital. We must be proactive in seeking out new knowledge and applying it. And I know sometimes people have such a hard time understanding some of these things. There are people that are out there that think that they have learned everything that they need to know and they're done. There's nothing else to learn. And that's really not quite the case on anything in life. But think about that as we are talking. So there you have it. That's the 10 commandments of safety. By embracing these principles, we're not just following rules, we're cultivating a culture where safety is woven into the fabric of our daily operations. So remember, it's not about being perfect, and I know that this was kind of a unorthodox way about going about some of this, but it's something to think about. It's about being prepared and proactive in regards to what we're doing. And no matter how creative or different you need to talk about these things, talk about them from time to time. I have been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen. And until next time, stay safe and stay curious. Bye-bye for now.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
Say big and Menards and keep cool in the summer heat with a new window air conditioner from Denali Air. Quickly and efficiently cool your spaces with auto and eco modes to maximize performance and save on energy costs. Featuring 3 fan cooling speeds and a remote control, allowing you to cool your space from anywhere in the room. Save big money on Denali Air. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save.